Oh, well, good. You don't get the carbs.
It had grilled cheese sandwiches
Oh, shit!
as the buns.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most voiceless podcast. My name is Matt. Not here with Andy, but I'm here with Tam, kind of. What's up, Tam?
I'm doing good. I'm okay. I've lost my voice. It's warming up here in Omaha, Nebraska, so
it is.
My allergies are draining. So it's like coating my throat. Lost my voice at like 7 o'clock last night and went podcast.
He did show up, though, so unfortunately you guys don't get a solo episode with me. That almost happened, though.
Almost.
Almost. Almost all me. You're probably going to get mostly me anyways. This is pretty much going to be the Matt cast.
No.
I mean, I'll talk over Tam if I have to.
That won't be too hard.
I have never lost my voice.
Never.
Never. I've never lost my voice. I've had, like, a raspy voice, but I've never, like, never lost it.
I this morning I had zero voice. I was
zero
like,
voice.
I was like,
sounds
I'm done.
Awesome.
Whoops.
Mm.
This is a combination of allergies plus teaching for a living and being around gross little kids for my job.
Right, those kids are fucking disgusting.
Yeah. I have one little kid who refuses to give me high fives. He has to give me neck hugs. And like one time, he's like, I don't know, five. One time he was sick and he just went on his arm and then was like, give me a hug. And I'm like, ew, you're so gross. Come here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I don't work with kids.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Definitely glad I don't have kids. Unlike, no, I'm just kidding. That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that would be one hell of a Mother's Day.
Andy's not here to break the news.
Yeah.
He's pregnant.
He's pregnant. It's not Camilla's.
It's not.
No.
It's mine.
Camilla's census just went off.
No, I wonder when they're going to get to business on that.
I have a friend who got married about, I don't know, a year or 2 years ago, and they're nowhere near. They want kids, but they're like, I kind of want to have some us time before we jump into that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Totally.
And they're young, too.
Mm-hmm.
They can wait a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Plus, we still got to convince him that he's actually gay.
Yeah, we've been trying really hard. In fact, we haven't just been trying. We've been doing.
Yeah.
And she won't be she's not convinced. I'm like, look at him. Look at the gay stuff he does. And she's like, no, he's not gay.
Look at him. He's sucking my dick at the moment. No, it's a fluke. It's a fluke. It's a phase. He'll get over it.
Yeah, he'll get over it. So besides losing your voice, how's the past week been for you?
It's been good. It's been really good. I'm working on chainmail for a costume.
That's cool.
And I got the chest and the sleeves done, but I have to reattach one of the sleeves because it's kind of like sewing or like knitting. I just knit it one section off. I have to put the undo the whole sleeve and put it, slide it up one row and then put it back on.
I see.
And then I have to do the back and then like the girth of my body, like the rest of it.
I see.
Yeah. And then it's done and then I can start making the rest of it.
Cool. That's awesome. I just worked this week, so it wasn't very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Although some people at my new job were like, oh, I'm going to listen to your podcast. So they're listening. Hello.
New job?
Yeah. I've been working at AAA.
I didn't know that.
I could have sworn I told you.
No.
Because Andy was joking about me having a lot of jobs.
Maybe, but I didn't catch the fact that you got a new job.
Mm.
I thought you were still at PayPal.
No. I got a new job because I can work nights.
Ah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it's a few weeks overdue.
No,
but
I mean, congratulations that I found out. I'm happy for you now.
I'm not happy for you. You lost your voice.
Yeah, it happens.
But they said they were going to listen, so.
That's exciting.
Yeah, kind of.
Shout outs to the AAA guys.
I mean, kind of. when you start thinking back at some of the things you've said on the podcast,
totally.
Then you're like, ooh.
Yeah, two episodes ago, I get it.
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, these people are basically strangers.
Yeah, yes.
Or like when your parents listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if my parents have ever listened. But
Tam does not touch tots. Tam doesn't touch tots.
Tam touches tots.
Tam does not touch
you
tots.
You wonder why he's so sick right now? he specifically told me that he touched tots.
I gave that tot a hug.
Yeah. Pretty close ass hug.
I don't like this.
If you get fired, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it's okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll just live with you.
So, I got a quick Pathfinder recap.
Go for it.
It's so fucking hard to remember shit that happens in Pathfinder. Sure. One, because a lot of stuff happens. Two, because it's a week before I recollect the story. So, we got a reward, so we got money.
Yay.
And we had some guy appraise some stuff, and he's appraising all our shit. And then I had a...
I heard that is praising. Praising. Like, appraising.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm going to try and do that tonight. See if I can open up a praise shop.
Yeah.
Not an appraisal shop. A praise shop. People bring in their loot, and I'm like, awesome.
Whoa, that's really cool.
That is cool, man. Yeah, I'm going
to... You should give that to your girlfriend. That looks really nice.
That's a good idea. So we did that, and then I decided to... I needed an armored coat made. So I got that made, and a tower shield. So getting those made.
That's cool.
And then I made myself a pistol, but not until later. So we do that, and then we go back to the inn to fucking sleep because it's late. And then here's the kicker. Everyone but me got attacked by assassins.
Why not you?
Why not me? Because I wasn't with them when they got the reward and went to appraise it. I wasn't with them. So they didn't know I was there. So what happened was...
Were you in the same room?
No, no, no. We were in separate rooms.
Oh, okay.
So here's what happened. I'm asleep. Stefan's in the tavern at the bottom. So at the ground floor. The floor above, I'm asleep in one room. Tyler's asleep in another room. Arya is asleep in another room. And then in another inn, our healer is asleep because she's not exactly... We just hired her, so she's not really part of the group. So
yeah,
she didn't really hang around with us. So what happened was an assassin attacks Tyler, Arya, our healer, and the assassin, and the guy who appraised the jewelry attacks Stefan. He fucking turned on us. He knew we had all this loot.
What an asshole.
I know, right? So here's what happens. Tyler and Arya wake up, of course, because they were attacked. Yeah. Arya took a lot of fucking damage on the attack. I'm asleep, so like something has to wake me up. So Arya does an attack, like one of her basic attacks, which is basically like a sonic boom. So that woke me up.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So that woke me up.
Matt. You're awake. What do you do? I roll over.
Yeah. Sonic boom. Yeah.
Hit the snooze button.
So basically, here's what happened. I have two options right now. I can either run out there and help, or I can put on my armor, run out there and help. The thing about putting on your armor is it takes 5 rounds. So everyone's getting attacked by assassins, and I'm just like... putting on armor.
That's funny.
So I decided to put on my armor. So I'm putting on my armor. And Tyler puts his... assassin asleep with a spell.
Cool.
So it's almost like they traded places. He was sleeping and they attacked, and now he's asleep. So he puts him asleep. He goes and runs to help Arya. Arya gets knocked out, but Tyler was able to kill the attacker. So Arya's not dead, and I believe he helped Arya stabilize with like a healing item. I believe. And then, at this point, Stefan killed the assassin, but not the appraiser, who's a magus, apparently. So I'll just call him the magus from now on. Appraiser's not really, like, a battle class.
Sure.
You're fighting the appraiser. So
swing, swing. That sword's worth 500 gold. Swing, swing.
So basically what happens is I run out of my room. I run into Tyler's room. I see the sleeping assassin. I'm thinking, well, fuck. He's not hurting anybody yet. So I run into Arya's room. And this is where I see Arya stabilized. I ask Tyler what the fuck's going on. He said, there's assassins. And I'm like, okay. Tyler runs downstairs. I run into Tyler's room, and since the assassin's sleeping, I got to coup de grace him.
Nice.
So what I did...
Cut the grass.
What I did, I said, and Austin's like, okay, explain it. Like, how do you just fucking kill this guy? And I'm like, all right, well, I point my gun at his head, I load a bullet, and then I bash him with the end of my gun. So, killed him. And then I run downstairs right in time to see Tyler get fucking murdered. Straight up killed by the Magus. Straight up fucking killed.
That's shitty.
That is shitty, but not as shitty as you think it would be.
Okay.
So yeah, I see Tyler. I see that happen, and then I see Stefan get knocked unconscious. So it's just me. So he starts to attack me, and here's the good thing is I had high enough AC, and the really good thing is I put on my fucking armor. Mm-hmm. Because he hit me and did like half my damage in one hit. But after that, he did maybe 3-4 more attacks, and because I had the AC from the armor, he never actually hit me again.
That's awesome.
And if I hadn't had that, I would have been fucking done. So what happened was I shoot him a few times, and you know I do a pretty good amount of damage to him, and he drops his weapon, puts his hands up in the air, and says, I give up. He's like, you got me. Yeah, I fucking shot him in the face.
Yeah.
I kind of thought about it for a moment because I'm supposed to be neutral good. Like, you know, you don't just shoot surrendering people. But I saw him kill my friend, right. So yeah, it's yeah, like... Yeah. You're dead. I fucking killed you.
Did you say something like a quip before you did it?
No, but funny story. Stefan, when he went to attack the Magus like early on, he did the funniest fucking thing. He grabbed his dice and he goes, I'm going to swing at him and say, I fucking hate traitors. And he dropped the dice like a mic. Natural 20.
Whoa.
It was fucking awesome.
Pretty solid.
It was pretty solid, so... Anyway, so I run, I still have the healing item on me. I run and I heal Stefan, and he says, dude, we gotta go help our healer. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
But Tyler's dead.
Tyler's dead. He's not gonna get any more dead, so we'll leave him. Arya's knocked out, but I know she's stabilized, so off we go. So we run to the other end. We see that there's been a struggle. Stefan's able to figure out that they took her out the front door. Once we get out there, I have a really high survival, so I follow the tracks. We follow the tracks, and there's an assassin dragging her somewhere. She's not dead. She's knocked out, but she's being dragged somewhere. And we're like, what the fuck? So we kill this assassin pretty easily. Stefan runs up and attacks it. I shoot it. We kill it, and then we heal the healer.
Nice.
And so the healer is...
healed.
Yeah, healed, basically. Healed. Yeah. And then she's up. And what happens is Stefan runs back to the inn. I think he healed Arya. And then one of the things we had in our loot was a scroll of resurrection.
Perfect.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we had to waste it like right after we got it, but perfect.
Perfect.
So basically what happened was, I've said basically what happened like 1,000 times.
It's okay. I just get the basics of what happened.
Exactly. So what happened was we... give the scroll to the healer because she's the one that can read it. We resurrect Tyler. He's got a temporary negative level, but he goes to the priest to get it removed. He gets that for free because we basically saved the king.
Well, that's cool.
Earlier, so he got that one for free. Also, people are giving us like discounts at shops.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's great. So I get my tower shield and my cool coat, and I get a pistol. And on the guy's person, we find like a notebook, and it has the name of another person that I know in the town, and so we go to like scope him out, and for some reason we went like right into his homeland, like his base, I guess, where he's got like all his fucking security guards and stuff, and we're like trying to grill him, like, what are you doing?
Where is she?
Why do you have a notebook on us? And so we don't really get anywhere, but I know there's like a warehouse that he has. So we go to the warehouse. Stefan tries to pick the lock on a door, breaks the lock, so we're like, fuck. We go to the next door. Fails and then gets it. And it opens the lock. And right as he opens the lock, there's someone fucking standing there. So they attack him. And then at this point, they're like, oh, shit, we got intruders. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go up first because I got my tower shield now, which is as tall as me. So I get concealment behind it and just kind of go into the room, and everyone else is behind me. and we're trying to like keep them calm because we don't want to attack them. We just want info.
Right.
We don't want to just like straight up go to this warehouse and fucking kill people.
Right. Just breaking and entering, not murder.
Right. Well, we didn't expect anyone was going to be there. But it's
that
definitely
doesn't not make you breaking and entering.
No, but it makes it totally worse if we kill someone.
I agree.
I mean, that's way more worse. I mean, breaking and entering, yeah, that's stupid. But killing someone, like, that's, you know. Anyway, so we go in there, and fucking Tyler knocks one of them out.
Spell?
Yeah, with a spell, color spray, fucking knocks him out. And then Arya nearly fucking kills one of them, just hacks him with her sword. And we're
that's
like,
assault.
Yeah, well, what the fuck? So, like, Arya actually helped him stabilize, and it was funny because she was like, I'm the reason you're alive. I'm like, you're the reason he was in danger in the first place. Anyway, so that guy comes out from the back room, and he's like, I can just call the guards on you right now. I talk him down. I'm like, look, I know you would have done the same thing if you found a notebook with your fucking name in it.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, well, you guys can go. You know, if you just go now, just straight up leave, I won't bother. And so I convince everyone to leave, except Stefan, of course, who decides to hang around and put his ear next to a door to that office from the outside. He stays there basically all night. And so this is actually pretty funny. As he's leaving in the morning, he gets caught by one of the workers. One of the workers is like, hey, you were supposed to fucking leave. Were you out here all night? And he's like, yeah, I was waiting for Garmin. I wanted to talk to him. And he's like, okay, well, come with me.
Shit.
And Stefan goes, okay. And runs. Just runs the other way. Just takes off the other way.
That's funny.
Back to the inn. And I think that's pretty much where we left it.
That was exciting. That was really exciting. And I will say, with your Pathfinder stories, you paint a glorious picture.
Do I?
You do.
Good.
I'd hope so. It's a podcast.
Yeah, I hope so too. That warehouse, by the way, was like completely boarded up. There's something fucking up with that warehouse.
Totally. Most definitely. I'm glad you broke and entered.
Well, I am too. I kind of want to, like, I want to eliminate this guy somehow. I know he's not up to any good. So, maybe if I can lead him outside of town, I can shoot him in the face.
That sounds like a plan.
It is a plan. It really is. Well, you want to get into gaming news?
I'd love to get into gaming news.
Okay. Let
the games begin! Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
Just as a quick warning, we're probably going to... This podcast is probably going to be pretty quick. Given that Tam doesn't have any voice.
I have slightly voice.
And it's pretty much me talking. So, this might be a shorter episode. And Andy's not here, so you don't have that third person to, you know, talk.
Riff off of.
Riff, exactly. Nintendo has shipped 10.5 million amiibos.
Holy fuck.
You know what I think is pretty hypocritical of Nintendo? Is that they're like, they're always so down on DLC. And like, you know, we don't want to gouge people with DLC. We don't want to sell stupid DLC, which has some sort of a point there. There's a lot of stupid DLC, like the horse armor pack, which I bought.
Why did you buy that?
I was 15, oh, okay. 16. I was young. I didn't know.
Last week, I...
I didn't know. So, but they have these fucking amiibos, which is basically a little figurine DLC. They do little extra things if you use the amiibo.
I mean, I guess so. But like the main reason that I bought my 4 amiibo is not to play games with them, is to have the figurine on my shelf. That's why I bought it. Its main $10 reason is to sit on a shelf and look cool. And if I decide to play a game, it's added. And that's how I look at it.
Well, I mean, so that kind of feeds into another point of mine. They don't want to... It's a $10 figurine.
Yeah.
Like, they condemn video game companies for coming up with just little reasons to make money. Well, making a little plastic figurine is just a $10 price gouge every time you get one.
But, I mean, your horse armor is aesthetics, and you're not...
It wasn't supposed to be aesthetics. It was supposed to do something.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was supposed to protect your horse.
Oh.
But it fucking didn't.
Oh, that sounds shitty.
But at the same time, there's always like, I don't think buying an amiibo is any worse than buying a skin pack for your guns in Gears of War.
I completely agree.
But at the same time, Nintendo says that kind of stuff is ridiculous and hurting the gaming industry.
I guess I just, like, after I get done with playing Call of Duty Gears of War, I forgot the game already that you said.
It doesn't
really matter. I quote-unquote wasted that money because I'm not going to play the game anymore. But I can sit my figurine up on the thing, and any game that's compatible with my amiibo, I can play it. The problem that Nintendo has is they don't have a generic amiibo model. They have all these amiibos that go to specific games and then work kind of with other games. Like my Link amiibo works for Super Smash Bros. to make the amiibo fighter. And like I want to say 90% of the data that's on my amiibo is for that game. But the other 10% is for helping unlock things in Hyrule Warriors. Or it could have been for Wind Waker if amiibo was out by then. Or it's for their Nintendo archive. You get a 2-minute gameplay thing whenever you touch it, which that's stupid. That's absolutely ridiculous. But it's the fact that you can use it in more than one game. And just the more games they come out with that are amiibo compatible, it's just increasing the value of this figure. As opposed to I'm putting colored sprites on a gun.
I see where you're coming from, but the things that amiibos do, so at least so far, are so minor that it's like, basically the way I see it is all those minor things they could have made an update for
on
the game, an update, but instead they sold a $10 plastic figurine to do it, and at the same time they're releasing them specifically through places, they're giving a limited supply, and so because of that people are, that taps into the collector's side of someone's brain. And before you know it, you've spent $150 on amiibos.
Correct. Is it perfectly golden and sunshiny and like great business practices? No. I get why they're doing it. It makes sense as a business person why to do it. But I'm not going to... I enjoy the amiibo. I think they're cool.
Right.
But I'm a Legend of Zelda freak. I'm sure if you're a huge Mario fan, you'd want all the Mario figures, which that sucks. There's a lot more of those.
I guess what I'm getting at is, like, I've downloaded a lot of DLC, too, and I like the DLC system. And at the same time, yeah, there are a lot of places that will just throw out the stupidest fucking DLC because they know people will buy it. I just think for a company that's condemned DLC so much that their amiibo business model is not that much different.
Yeah, I can see that. Hopefully. Like, what I'm hoping for to sway the naysayers is they're going to announce at this E3 that there is an amiibo game that any amiibo is compatible with.
That would be nice.
That would be really cool.
That would, yeah.
Like, my biggest thing is I don't think they should have, like, I'm glad they started an amiibo with Super Smash Brothers because it put 53 amiibos that are going to be made.
Yeah.
And it represents all the Nintendo and a couple third-party characters. So, like, anybody who's a fan of any Nintendo game can at least go get a single figure. Like, it was really smart of them. But they probably should have just started with Mario Party and made the Mario Party amiibo really, really awesome.
What they should have done is make Mario Party good and then make an amiibo for Mario Party.
Have you played Bowser Party?
I have not played Bowser.
Bowser Party is phenomenally good.
Is it
really? Super good. I won't play the Mario Party game, but I'll play Bowser Party.
Bowser Party.
Bowser Party is the four characters versus one Bowser, and the Bowser does everything on the gamepad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so, like, Bowser has a different vantage point from all the games, and he works with the gamepad differently. Like, there's one where, like, he's blowing fireballs, and you actually have to blow on the speaker of the gamepad in order to shoot the fireball.
That's awesome.
Or he'll, like, jump up in the air and, like, try and crash down on the characters. And on the screen, you're looking, and you see the four characters and just a shadow. But from the gamepad, you see, like, a downward angle of Bowser looking at the characters to decide which one he's going to land on.
Nice.
It's cool.
I like that. That is pretty cool. Out of the 10.5 million amiibos, about 7 million are from North America. have been shipped. So
damn.
Funny enough, Japan is not big into the Amiibos. 11% of these shipments went to Japan.
11.
3% to Australia, 20% to Europe, and 66% to the U.S. and Canada.
That sounds great.
Nintendo rides are coming to Universal theme parks.
Isn't this amazing? The real reason I wanted to be on the podcast.
Could you imagine like a fucking Mario Kart ride?
I want, oh my goodness. Be able to like virtually throw something at like a like another cart and make it stop for a second and then race back around.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
This article here from Engadget mentions Luigi's Mansion, a haunted mansion.
Oh. I want to let in a Zelda ride.
What would it be? Just a ride of disappointment? Oh, dude. No, I'm just kidding.
You only said that because I can't talk back to you.
Here's some bad news. The next Assassin's Creed game will premiere on May 12th. So if you like broken games that are rushed, here comes another one for you.
Like in just a couple days?
Yeah, just a couple days.
Isn't that
from this recording?
Isn't that yeah, thank you. Isn't that Assassin's Creed Mulan?
Assassin's Creed Mulan.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 2, first teaser, pair of crossed hands, one wearing a hidden blade gun, the other brass knuckles. Second teaser, knuckle dusters, environmentally forged chains, God save the queen.
I don't think it's Mulan.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Mulan.
I know they're making an Assassin's Creed that was like a 2.5D. It was kind of like a side scroller.
Oh, really?
Mixed with, yeah, and it was set in China. And the main character is female. But are you sure it's not that the teaser is coming out on the 12th?
It says right here on Games Radar, the article title is "The Next Assassin's Creed Game Will Premiere on May 12th." So, I mean, that probably means a teaser.
Yeah,
They're going to announce the game and tell you about it.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
it's coming out and what it's going to be.
I thought you said that this new game is coming out on the 12th with
no.
zero marketing, zero anything. I'm like,
the game itself is not coming out. It'll premiere.
It's ballsy.
Yeah. No, it's just the premiere of it.
Where do you think it's placed? Australia? England?
Maybe Australia or England.
God save the queen.
I mean, that could really be both.
Yeah.
But it sounds more England.
That's what I'm thinking.
But this teaser image I'm seeing right now, if you want to take a look, it looks pretty rough and tumble, like something like early Australia would be.
Or that could be like a pub. I wanted to meet up with Sherlock Holmes and just blow this whole fiction or the history thing out of the water.
Someone said it'd be funny if in the Doctor Strange movie, if Robert Downey Jr. and Benedict Cumberbatch meet and someone says, "No shit, Sherlock."
That would be wonderful.
Payday 2 and DLC gets a permanent price cut.
Well, that's exciting.
It's been more than a year after the launch. The heist-themed cooperative first-person shooter, Payday 2, and its numerous DLC are getting permanent price reduction. Let's look at here. Payday 2 is now $20. Payday 2, the Game of the Year edition, is now $50, down from $80. So it's pretty interesting. Payday is a fun game. I played very little of it, though.
Very, like, how many hours, you think?
One? Yeah. I started to play with Andy, and we never actually did a heist.
I played less than you, scrub.
Scrub. All right, so that's all we have for gaming news. You want to go ahead and move on?
Yeah, that sounds great.
You want to move on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
So guess who else is getting to the self-driving car game?
I don't know. Who?
Apple.
Of course,
Apple. Self-driving cars. They've seen at least a dozen minivans, which the DMV confirmed have been leased to Apple.
I'm excited for it, but at the same time, I'm not. I would rather have, like, a Jetsons Utopia than a Terminator dystopia, you know?
I do find it funny that there has been exactly one crash with Google's self-driving car, and that was someone who was driving a car crashed into the self-driving car.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. Now you can Google dinner straight to your home.
I'm going to need more details before I comment.
For years now, people who are hungry for knowledge have turned to Google to get a veritable banquet of information. As the company announced Thursday, people who are hungry for food can now also turn to Google to have delicious meals brought straight to their homes. While Google itself isn't getting into the pizza delivery business, it is teaming up with 6 food delivery services in the U.S.
Wow.
to turn search results into instantly clickable delivery options. They're teaming up with Seamless, Grubhub, Eat24, Delivery.com, Beyond Menu, and MyPizza.com.
Wow.
So if you live in an area where any of these delivery services operate, you can search for a nearby restaurant on your phone. You'll see that option that says Place Order right below the menu option. Click it, and you'll be given the option to head to any of the websites to complete delivery.
Wow. Have you ever seen WALL-E?
No.
No?
No, I've not seen WALL-E because it came out when I was adult. So I didn't go watch a kid's movie.
It's a great movie. It is really, really good.
I just like giving people shit.
It's okay.
About going to see Disney movies. I'm like, oh, no, I'm almost 25. But
I went to see Frozen 4 times in the theater. I can't. I am a little kid.
I have never seen Frozen.
No. It's actually no. okay. It's
I'm not
okay.
a child, and I don't have ovaries. I've never seen Frozen.
It's okay. I have to keep up with those pop culture references because I teach children.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I love screaming, let it go, whenever somebody says it. Let it go!
Please don't do that. Not right now. In fact, not ever, but especially not right now. Cybersecurity firm accused of staging data breaches to extort clients. Now, this firm is called Tversa, which I've never heard of.
No, me neither.
We're probably going to hear a lot more of it in the coming weeks, because basically what they were doing is they had clients. They were a cybersecurity firm, so they had businesses as clients and things like that, and like, you need our software, you need this and that, and basically they would stage break-ins to people that either didn't have the security software or like did and didn't have the best.
Wow. That's shitty.
Yeah, they basically extorted them out to make them pay more.
Once again, I understand as a business why they would do it, but it's just not the best business model.
No. No, it's the worst business model. In fact, it's illegal.
So should Amiibos.
So... don't use Tversa. USAA creates a research team to study the use of Bitcoin technology, which would be great if they could come out with a fucking, like a research, because I still have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
I cannot wrap my brain around Bitcoin.
Yeah,
I got an idea, but it's just like, what the fuck?
I wish Andy was here.
Yeah.
He'd tell us all about the holy Bitcoin. Do you have any Bitcoin?
No, I don't. I do have a Bitcoin miner on my computer, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have neither of those.
I looked into it, but I don't have any Bitcoin.
It just seems like its own stock market, but cash.
It's an extremely volatile version of the stock market.
Yeah.
It's like if your stock was worth like $19, $100,000, and $1 in one day.
Yeah.
It's just like, I know something like when someone used like the very first Bitcoin transaction to pay for something in like real life, like the guy bought like a slice of pizza or something, the Bitcoins he paid are now worth like $1 million.
He paid?
Yeah. So he paid just like a handful of Bitcoins for this pizza. And at the time it was worth like $10-$11. But now it's worth like $1 million.
Okay. So I guess I don't know how Bitcoins work either. The Bitcoins are like virtual individual pieces of money?
It's virtual independent pieces of money. Like,
wow, okay.
The thing about Bitcoin, though, is it doesn't have like any central bank. There's not really anything real backing it up.
Correct.
It's just whatever someone will pay for a Bitcoin at the moment.
Right.
So that's what's odd. The kind of cool thing about Bitcoin is you can break it down to any decimal. So like if something was worth like theoretically half a cent, you could send the appropriate amount in Bitcoin, which you couldn't do with real money.
Yeah.
So, kind of interesting.
Seems a little complex.
Yeah. A little.
Especially since like the U.S. government's thinking about getting rid of the penny, like just to make it easier.
They really should get rid of the penny.
Probably.
Because it costs more to make a penny than to
yeah, yeah,
than
yeah.
a penny's actually worth. So it's like, We should also move to dollar coins. Those are cheaper.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Then yeah, let's get on it.
They're cheaper to make. Then it's harder to make it rain. You make it hail.
Matt for senator.
Vote for me. Can I run for senator? What's the age on senators?
Ben's 30.
What age do you have to be a senator?
Star. I mean senator.
I've got senator, senior citizen, Supreme Court justice, sponsor for confirmation, and surrogate. 30.
Yeah.
Ooh, 25 to be a representative. Ooh. I'm running this June.
Oh, wow.
We whiffed on that high five.
I will say that whenever it's just me and you, Matt, we give a lot more high fives than when it's the three of us.
That's true.
It's because I feel like if we did do high fives, somebody would be left out.
Somebody would be left out yeah. if it was the three dynamic.
We could have like a three-way high five.
It'd be tough. All right, so in technology news, I'm running for representative. And you want to get into news?
Yes.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt,
no,
Andy,
and Sam. I always think like, oh, I need to remake that. But every time I play it, it's my fixing it on the fly.
Makes
me
giggle.
Funny. A family with 12 sons is about to find out what baby number 13 is going to be. Baby number
13.
Let's look at this here. So 13 babies times 9 months a baby. It's 117 months.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's divide that by 12. That's 9 3/4 years pregnant.
That would be atrocious.
9 3/4, nearly a decade pregnant.
I wonder what 14 is going to look like. Yeah.
14's going to walk out of there.
Yeah. That sounds funny.
A Western Michigan couple who has 12 sons are waiting to find out what baby number 13 will be. They said they'd be shocked if the baby's a girl. Wow, no shit.
Yeah. That would be a shit life for that girl. A girl and the youngest. That would be a shit life for whoever boyfriend she picked up.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's like,
these are my 12 brothers.
Yeah, and my dad.
God.
And my mom. And she had 13 kids. You know, she's crazy.
Yeah, she's nuts. I hear, though, like, I've heard from comedians that come from, like, big families that child number, you know, 5, 6, 7, they don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah, I'm
they're
sure.
Just, like, super strict with the first few children. And then they're like, what? You're doing heroin? Oh, okay, well, make sure to just do it on the weekends.
Yeah. Not at my house, please.
Yeah. So that's interesting. That was weird. I thought I just saw, like, a spider, but
I think
it didn't happen.
That would be scary. I think at the most, I'd have 5 kids so I could have my own basketball team. Like, that's the only thing that I would... That's where I would
start.
Well,
you can have 4 and you be on the basketball team.
Oh, no. I don't play sports. I don't play sports without air conditioning. That's ridiculous.
I see.
I don't really try at sports. I wear pajamas
so
and yell at kids.
You just watch them play another
team.
Yeah,
I'm the coach.
I'm
like,
see.
The shoot coach. The Rock. I'd refer to the basketball only as The Rock.
The Rock. grandmother thinks she's won a Willy Wonka-style golden ticket after finding cocaine in her granola bar.
I mean, did she have the granola bar? Because if so, she's going on a Willy Wonka trip.
Cynthia Rodriguez, who is 60 years old, was eating a granola bar. Let's see, the small... Oh, okay. Inside of it was a small plastic bag with dollar signs on it. Turns out inside that plastic bag was cocaine.
Ha ha ha. Old lady.
She said, I was munching it from the wrapper, and when I finished eating it, I liked the crumbs. So I shook them out to get them, and my little packet popped out of my hand. That's the exact quote. The police tested it and said, congratulations, this is high-quality cocaine. She now fears what could have happened if one of her 11 grandchildren, 3 of which live with her, had opened the wrapper.
I mean, okay.
This must be the grandmother to the...
11 grandchildren can be from multiple parents having multiple kids, or multiple kids having multiple kids. It's not grandma, I have...
I know how that works. Thank you.
I just wanted the listeners to know. Matt, don't get sassy with me.
I'll get sassy with you.
Oh, I'm going
to. Don't talk back to me. Oh, wait.
Yes, sir.
That's so funny. It had dollar signs on it. It's like, I won a prize. Yeah. Sure did. Speaking of prizes, the Price is Right gave a treadmill to a contestant in a wheelchair.
No way.
Yep.
That's so awesome.
I've seen the video, and I'll probably post it on our Facebook. Basically, the contestant wins to go up there, and she's like, yay, rolls her way up there. And they're like, and here's what you can win. And the first one's like, this treadmill. And she wins, of course.
Drew Carey's like, oh, no, Bob Barker's going to take my job. That's funny.
It is so funny.
I wonder if she could, like, sell it back to the Price is Right for, like, cash or whatever. Because it kind of gets a little fucked up, like, just a little bit.
That's so funny.
I'm going to get my arm strength on this treadmill.
So, there's a lot of weird candles out there that smell like a lot of weird things. There is a new candle that smells like a KFC Double Down.
Yes, please. Have you ever had a Double Down?
No, I've never had a
Double Down. No, I've had one in my life.
Really?
And it's kind of like acid, how like it stays in your system and you have flashbacks. I have flashbacks where I'm like, I desire a Double Down. But I don't know if that's me talking or the remnants of the Double Down.
Or the Double Down talking. You know what I had this week for lunch? It was fucking King Kong.
Yeah?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't had King Kong since I was like, I remember being like 10. And we were downtown for some reason. And we went to King Kong.
There's a King Kong in like walking distance from my work.
Yeah. That's the one I went to. And it's new. It's like out.
Super nice.
Because all the King Kongs were like downtown or closer down there. Like the closest one was like on 70th Street or something like that, which is not close.
Not close at all.
But there's one right near where you work. Yeah. And that's the one I went to.
I haven't been there yet. I keep going to Raising Cane's. There's one that opened up over by my.
I keep wanting to go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah?
It's open up at like 170th and Center.
Yeah.
I was going to go there Saturday night last week, but Pathfinder was canceled, so I didn't really have a
reason to go.
Yeah, because we always play Pathfinder around like dinner time, so I usually grab something on the way if I don't eat something before.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, yeah, I went to King Kong, and it was really good. I got their smallest burger, which is a half-pound burger, and fries, and I was full as shit.
Okay, speaking of burgers, have you ever been to Sinful Burger?
No.
It's a restaurant out in Bellevue. I had, like, a $14 hamburger.
That's what it cost me at King Kong, like, 14 bucks, but I did get fries and a drink, so.
It was a full pound. It was called the Gluttony.
Oh, God.
It was a pound burger.
Yeah.
And it didn't have buns.
Oh, well, good. You don't get the carbs.
It had grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, shit.
As the buns. It came out in two toothpicks. And the waiter's like, you don't want to remove those. You want to keep those in and just move them in back into the burger the further down you eat. And I'm like, I got this. I had that. I had a side salad. And I had still water. And wow. That was one.
Really? Just a water? You didn't have like a milkshake or something?
Nope.
You're already way into it.
I was afraid I wouldn't be able to finish it. Like if I had
to. Dude, I barely finished that burger, so I don't know what the fuck that my deal is.
I finished it, and it was hard. It was really hard.
I imagine.
It was tough.
I did have to like go back to work, though. I wasn't like challenging myself. I just had a big burger.
I had six people watching me, so I had to finish it. Yeah. All a bunch of dudes. And they were like, you gonna finish that, Nancy? And I'm like, yes, of course I'm going to finish it.
That reminds me of one time when Andy had like just turned 21. So obviously I wasn't 21. But we were out somewhere and we were with a few friends and he got, something alcoholic. I don't remember. A beer, a wine or something like that. I forget. So he drank it, and they came back, and I'm like, do you want another one? He's like, no, I'll just take a Coke. And so they brought a Coke back, and we're like, how's that fucking Coke? And he's like, what? I'm like, how's that Coke, you pansy?
Yeah. You driving? Yeah. You better get shit-faced.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. If only he was here to talk about it. Oh, Andy.
I miss him.
Eh. I could take or leave him.
Yeah, we should run away and start our own podcast.
Yeah, the Tam and Matt podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, we could. There has to be some sort of like cool stylized logo we could do because we have like the same letters in our names.
Of course.
Has to be.
Have all the letters connect, kind of like Star Wars, and just have Matt be one color and Tam be another.
Oh.
That's it, man. We did it. All right, next goal, world hunger. Let's figure it out.
All right. KFC Double Down Candles.
There we go.
I will say, though, I am a big candle aficionado.
Put that shit on your resume.
I fucking love candles, dude. I swear to God.
I recently got a wax warmer, since this is super way off topic, and I'm really enjoying it. I used to be a big candle guy, but at Walmart, you can't find the tea lights that have scents. You have to like, go to a special candle place to get those. And yeah, that's what I always get, little tea lights. But the wax warmer is nice because I can have the non-scented tea lights and just the wax warmer for the smell. It's
nice.
It's nice.
So on that note of candles, that will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Tell you what, just go to your favorite social media, search 3-Hit Combo Podcast, and you'll find us.
Whoa.
Yeah, not doing the whole spiel today.
Informal.
Yeah, that's informal. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, email us, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. For Tam, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.